Final game between the Twins and Astros. We'll take it to the bottom of the fourth, 2-1 Twins. Kyle Gibson facing Norichka Aoki.
Gibson checks the runner on second. Now the pitch, and that ball's hit into right center field. A long run for Rosario. He can't get there. Around third and home is Gurriel. Gonzalez will be sent home. Here comes the play at the plate, and he is safe. Astros with a 3-2 lead on a two-run double by Nori Aoki.
A couple of slow breaking balls on the outside corner. Locked up Robbie Grossman. Kind of locked up Ted Barrett.
Got him that time.
It's usually between the pitcher catcher and the pitching coach.
There's a swing and a miss. Struck him out. 11th strike out of the game.
Here's the 3-2, and it's grounded to the left side. Third baseman Escobar has to jump, makes the catch, and throws it. And now the throw to first base. Return to third, and Vargas airmails it over the third baseman. Scoring is Mariznick, and the Astros lead 4-2.
Got him swinging. We'll throw down, and here comes Altuve to the plate. He's safe.
Here's the 2-2. Ground ball weakly hit right side to his right, Gurriel. He has it, underhands to Giles. He gets the first, and that is the ball game.
5-3 Astros is your final score. The Astros have now doubled in 49 consecutive games. That's the third longest streak in MLB history behind the 1996 Indians and the 1999 Braves. A.J. Hinch and the Astros able to pull it off against the Twins on Sunday as they win 5-3. Here's Hinch on the victory.
Even with the two home runs, I thought he was really good. That's probably the best breaking ball he's had. And that's saying a lot because he's had a really good breaking ball since this stretch started where he's been, you know, really, really effective. So he was a strike machine with it. He could throw it to any hitter, any count, and really did a good job. Obviously, I don't think he had any walks, right? No walks, a lot of strikeouts, controlled the game, seven strong innings, and that really set us up nicely. Yeah, it was command, and yeah, I think his command was better. I mean, I think just being able to be in attack mode and having the comfort of having his breaking ball whenever he wanted to changes the game plan for this guy. He's really, really tough when he has the confidence to throw his breaking ball for a strike. And the more that he did it, the more that he knew he had a good fastball off of that and looked like he had them in between in a lot of at-bats. The high fastball, the big curveball, mixing a couple changeups, just an exceptional performance. Yeah, you know, we were dragging a little bit today. We couldn't quite get a ton going, and the bottom of our order did a really good job, specifically Aoki and Jake. And then that inning where we took advantage of 90 feet when we needed it, Jake stole the base undefensed, and then the really good play going on the chopper to third and just challenging their defense to have to make plays. Altuve took over and made a couple of heads-up plays as well. So I think that part of our game gets lost a little bit because of the offensive production that we've created and maintained. And, you know, we haven't been as active on the bases as we can be. But it shows that when we needed to win a game in a different way than we've won in the last couple of months, we've still got that weapon.
Did you set out to be that aggressive in that inning there?
Not so much that inning, but just we wanted to put pressure on their defense. I mean, when Jake Mariznick and Jose Altuve are on the bases, they're always a threat to create some havoc. So it's a little bit of the strength of those players, and then also the situation where we could play with a little bit of freedom there. We had the lead. We're trying to extend the lead. We had some matchup stuff that we liked to take advantage of. So it was just a really good job of playing loose baseball.
Do you consider that another strength of the team that when you're not scoring 10 runs, you're mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, we're really athletic, and I think that, again, I think everybody immediately looks at our offense or at the hitting and the power and the lack of strikeouts. And when we can create some runs for ourselves, and we've got better base runners maybe than base stealers all the time, not counting Jake and Jose, those guys can steal bases, you know, when everybody knows it's coming. But we can be an effective base running team, and I think that that can be a difference maker as these games get close, or you need to win games where you're not, you know, they defended the homer pretty well today. They were pitching around George a little bit. They were navigating our offense, and you know, we didn't leave the ballpark, but yet we still manufactured a couple runs.
Is it a breath of fresh air for you, whenever it's not Jose or George or Correa producing runs?
No, I think it's good for our team. I mean, these guys need to play, and you know, they don't get talked about a ton because of how good our other main guys have been. And these guys are better than role players, but they're providing roles for us, you know, off the bench. Aoki played a lot early. Then he's gone through a stretch where he hasn't played. Comes off the bench, has two really good at-bats. Jake the same way. The walk to lead off the seventh inning was huge. You know, I think it created that energy in the ballpark. They've got to go to their bullpen. The top of our order comes up. And he created a lot of opportunities for us. So we've got a complete team on the offensive side when it comes to these guys being able to play on a Sunday. Strong bench of Beltran, Gattis, and Correa, and we didn't use any of them. Still won a game.
How about Norrie? It was his first action since last Sunday. His timing looked really good out there.
Yeah, he did. He did a good job, and it's tough getting him in. You know, Marwin Gonzalez has taken away a lot of playing time from a couple of guys, and specifically Norrie, but. In a matchup where he can you know get on base, put the ball in play, came up with two really big hits. I mean the three two out hits to create the run in the second, you know, was Norrie was big in that, and then obviously the two run double after feeling like we'd missed out on an opportunity. So it's good for us to have guys that aren't talked about all the time perform and contribute. It was their turn to carry the team.
Nerichka Aoki goes 2-for-3 with two RBIs in the Astros' 5-3 victory over the Twins. Here's what he had to say.
It's just concentrating, concentration. You know, I felt my swing is good the whole time, so just be able to continue to do that.
Monday, the Twins are in Minneapolis to face the Yankees. Same day, the Astros are in Houston to play the Mariners.